In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning. It's always a joy to have you. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, and with me in the studio again is Dr. Rich Schmidt. Rich, welcome back.
Well, it's great to be here once again. I'll tell you what, every single morning when we can meet together on this broadcast and be an encouragement to folks as they are getting ready for work or getting their kids off to school or what have you, or maybe having that good cup of coffee that I don't have in front of me right now.
Are you going to make it through?
I think we'll make it through.
All right.
I'm pumped up. I'm excited about what we're going to talk about this morning.
We're talking about some very important things.
Well, we are. We've been talking on this concept of cultural Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe as a Christian, and when I say I'm a Christian, what in the world does that mean? It just doesn't mean somebody who likes to go to church and Sunday school and read their Bible. What it really means is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Right.
And I just find that so important in my life on a daily basis, being able to walk and talk with the Lord Jesus and just have a relationship with Him.
Mm-hmm.
And before we get off into some weird spiritism here, when I say I'm walking and talking with Him, I don't mean He's literally walking by my side. What I do mean is having a spiritual relationship with the Lord Jesus certainly makes a difference in my life.
Right.
And I know in many of the lives of our listeners this morning.
And last time we talked about people that said, well, I just always believed in Jesus. So if you missed that broadcast, be sure to go back to our website here on brookside.org, and you'll be able to listen to that. I've always believed. Well, we dealt with that last time. Today we're dealing with I'm working hard. What does that mean?
Well, you know what, Pastor? I don't know. Some of us maybe have a little bit of ego, and it's like everything we get in life, everything we do, it's because I've really put in a lot of effort.
I got you. Okay.
I mean, I'm kicking it. I'm doing hard. I'm giving my best shot. And I'm working hard.
My A game.
Absolutely. And the unfortunate thing about that is when it comes to our walk with the Lord, working hard is really not how we start that relationship with the Lord Jesus.
Not how you start, not at all.
No, it actually is how we should end. We'll get to that a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people today, if you ask them this question, we've been asking this question every broadcast. If you were to die right now, are you 100% sure that you would go to heaven? And most people, unless they truly have received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, which we'll talk about, can't answer that affirmatively.
Not 100%.
Not 100%.
No.
They try, they're working hard, they're trying to be the best people they are, and they truly will say this, well, I'm really working hard.
Right, right.
And what does that mean? What do people do to work hard to get to heaven? And the dominant, if you will, philosophy, doctrine of most religions in the world are you work hard, you do your best, and hang on, brother and sister, you might make it.
I hope I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of my leaders always said this, hope is not a plan.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a plan in the Bible that explains exactly what I need to do to get to heaven? You know, when I was younger, before I received Christ as my Savior, I tried to do everything I could to be a good guy, to help others the best I could. Not very well, by the way. But I wanted to be as good a guy as I could because I thought, you know, if I impress God, I think I might be able to slip in.
Mm.
I might be at the low end, but, you know, somehow I'll work hard enough, I'll figure it out. We'll get there.
You get in the back door, right?
Yeah, whatever door works. I'm slipping through. So how do we deal with this? How do we deal with people that are told culturally, you work hard, you be a self-made person. No one ever gave me anything. I worked for everything I've ever gotten. I don't accept charity.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have mindsets like that, it really, we start self-aggrandizing ourselves to the point where we think it's all about us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you say I'm working hard to try to get to heaven, here's kind of a nasty little thought. and I mean this respectfully, but God doesn't care about how hard you work.
Isn't that interesting?
That's very interesting.
Doesn't care.
Literally doesn't care. And it's like, well, what do you mean by that? How can you possibly say that? Everybody knows you have to work hard and be the best person you can to get to heaven.
Mm.
Well, may I kindly say this? That is fake news. It's not
true. I think I've heard that.
Yeah, we've heard plenty of that over the last few years.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what the Bible says about it. Before you turn us off and look at us as heretics,
mm-hmm.
Let's see what the Bible literally says about how hard we need to work to get to heaven. When I go to Romans chapter 4, it talks about an individual named Abraham, and it says this: what then shall we say that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God.
Key words.
Yes. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, in other words, doesn't practice good works, trying to work their way to heaven,
right,
but believes on him or on Jesus Christ, who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness.
Yeah.
Well, those verses, Pastor, to me, what does it say? It's basically saying, listen, you can work and work and work. You can try your best. You can do all these things. You can be the best religious person on earth. And God says, it doesn't work for me.
Right.
That's amazing. So when we think that we're going to work our way to heaven right here, and we're going to look at a few other verses before we stop this morning, make it very clear that what we do, it doesn't even register with God. That's amazing, because almost all religions, again, state that, well, it's all about what we do.
Mm-hmm.
How can you please God if you're not a good person and trying your best and all these types of things?
Because Jesus said the day will come when people will say, but Lord, have we not done this and done that and done this and done that? And Jesus' response is, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. In other words, no relationship. He totally ignores all the works. He focuses on relationship or no relationship.
Yes. So when we look at what are the different things we try to do, maybe some of our listeners can relate to this and have tried the same thing I tried before
right.
I finally understood what the Bible states about this. Well, you know, you may not make it every week, but you try to go to church to please the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks get baptized, thinking that baptism is going to give them an in with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Communion or confirmation classes. Maybe some folks even spend a lot of time praying, trying to be a good person. Here's a big one. There's folks that maybe are a little more well-endowed with financial background. They try and give a ton of money
mm-hmm.
and think that, well, if I give a lot of my money, I'm very philanthropic. Maybe that's going to please God.
Maybe the church will name a building after me.
Right. And God will look down, see your name on the door, and of course you're a good person.
Yeah, yeah,
because,
right.
Because you gave a lot. Volunteering at charity events. Food pantries, giving away clothing, all these philanthropic types of things,
mm-hmm.
trying basically, if you will, to get God to, yeah, you know, Rich is a pretty good guy. He's really been working hard.
Working hard at it.
And he's doing good.
Yeah.
Here's another thing that I was told by one of my leaders. Self-assessments are always flattering.
Oh, how true.
Self-assessments are always flattering.
Right.
So, you know, well, I've tried hard, I'm working hard, I'm giving 100%, and God says, unfortunately, you failed.
Right.
Wow. Well, let's look at a couple more verses before we run out of time. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 16 says, knowing that a man or woman is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Again, the gospel is this. God's really not interested at all in what we've done. He's interested in us having a relationship with his son through faith. That's the operative thing. All these works, we work, we work, we work, we work, and God says, not interested.
Mm-hmm.
Even in our culture, if you went to work today, or maybe tomorrow, or you used to work, and maybe you're fortunate enough to be retired now, and children. They go to school and they work hard. So our culture basically rewards people because they do what? Because they work.
Yeah, yeah.
So from a cultural standpoint, doesn't it make sense to us that, well, if everything comes to us through hard work, through studying, through really doing good at our job, that's exactly how God must be.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, it's the total opposite of that.
Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his grace.
Not by works.
Not by works of righteousness which we have done. And in our minds we think, oh, well, but look at this, all this list that we've just gone through.
Right.
God says, nope, wrong scale.
You know, and Pastor, I think about you and your wonderful wife, Ruth, and the amount of work that you do at church and the amount of time you spend with people and the investment that you put into people's lives. And it's like, you know, if I had to compare myself with you, it would be like, good night, you know. I think that guy's going to make it, but my works don't come close to what Pastor Huffman does. And we can start to compare
ourselves.
Aren't
you glad we don't have to do that?
I certainly am, because, quite frankly, I'd never catch you, brother. but that's the good news.
And yeah.
How comforting that is.
Oh, for sure.
That a man or a woman is not justified by works of the law,
right,
but through faith. Now, faith in what? Maybe you can explain as a pastor. Somebody says, what do I need to put my faith in? Where do you go with that?
That's basically faith in what Jesus has done to open the door to heaven. Because he said, my death on the cross was for you. I came to seek and to save that which was lost. And so he said, I didn't come to just do good works, do miracles or whatever. I came to die. The Son of Man came to give his life a ransom for many. So faith in what Jesus did on the cross is the key for each one of us. To put my trust in his work as opposed to putting my trust in my work.
Well, Pastor, you just brought to mind a couple of verses that I think are really helpful as we close out this morning. Ephesians 2:8-9. It says, for by grace, a free, unmerited gift, you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get that gift? Well, many times a gift is, quite frankly, not deserved.
Right.
Mom or dad or a loved one says, listen, I want to give you this gift. There's no strings attached.
Right, right.
How do you get the gift? You simply reach out, you grab it, you pull it in.
Yeah.
And that's what God says. I don't want to hear about your good works.
Right.
When you come before me and you stand, if you will, at the judgment time, I want to hear what my son Jesus Christ did. His death, his burial, his resurrection. I want to know that you received him by faith and not by your own selfish works.
My precious friend, if this has resounded in your heart this morning and you've realized, I've been working hard, trying to please God, but this morning I finally realized, I'm in the wrong ballgame. That's not even the scorekeep. It's what Christ did for me on the cross. Would you trust what he did on the cross today to pay for your sins and ask him to save you and come into your life? This could be the greatest day of your life. Make it today.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.